Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 25. Our air date is Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the incomparable...
Quarter peep.
She hasn't kicked me out yet, Louie. I don't know why, but our very, very special guest tonight is Louie Lee. We have become big-time fans of this guy. He puts on a performance, puts on a show like you have never seen. It's so much fun. Louie, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you guys. I'm so excited to be here. C. Willie, and what was that name? I didn't catch that
quarter
one.
Quarter Peep.
Yeah, Quarter Peep. She's
Quarter Peep. All right.
It's a little interesting.
I like it.
Not quite sure where it began, but that's where it manifested into.
I like that. Together we make a half dollar.
That's there right. You go.
Yep.
So we got introduced to you live several weeks ago at the Faster Horses Festival. We were fortunate enough to see yourself, Glenn Brook, and Rob Stone do a little pre-party at the Faster Horses Festival. Tell us how that all came about.
Yeah, my friend and producing partner in the Louie Lee Show, his name's Jorg Karisiotis, a.k.a. Jorgicorn in the Louie Lee Show. Well, a couple years ago, he was talking about it, and he said they used to throw these pre-parties for Faster Horses with YCD. And he was like, Louie, we need to do one together. And I was like, say less, what do we got to do? And we started figuring it out. So we did it last year. It was our first one we had done together. And it went off really good, but we knew we could make it bigger and better. And so that is exactly what we aimed to do this year. I got a sponsor for the event. Rob Stone worked out a deal with Live Nation, and we all agreed that we should definitely throw a wonderful pre-party, and we thought it'd also be awesome to have our friend Glenn Brook open up the show. So between myself and Rob and Jorg, we kind of just handled all the logistics to throw it together, because obviously it's an infield, it's very rowdy, it's very chaotic, it's a long day, and it's a lot of fun, but between us all as a team, we were able to pull it off. And this year was just, it couldn't have gone any smoother or any better. We had no hiccups. It's bizarre. Like, that never happens in showbiz. There's always something, you know.
Well, it was really interesting to us, and we were fortunate enough, along with our buddy Chris Bartley, got right up there at the front and got introduced to you. We had an opportunity to talk before the show started, but when we got there and Glenn Brook took the stage and she started playing, we're paying attention. We're focused on what's going on the stage. By the time we turned around the first time, there's a couple hundred people there. Mm-hmm. By the time we turned around when you were on stage, it was just an absolute sea of people there. You guys
awesome.
Attracted everybody from the NBA. That was a lot of fun. Fun
yeah,
show.
And you know, we have a great team. Like, so the whole day, little country kid Nico being one of the people on our team. Like, we have a great team that just went out there and street teamed everybody. And we have these little circle marketing materials. I call them bandit pogs or little shot glass coasters. And we just send our team out there, and they're just sending out the pogs and just letting people know that Louie Lee's here tonight. And it paid off, you know?
They were very effective. They were very effective.
Definitely.
Talk to me a little bit about the challenges. Now, I'm in my real life, I'm a marketing person.
Okay.
Yeah. I can appreciate when somebody's really hustling and really marketing. You've got this down. You're doing it right.
I think so. I mean, there's a lot to learn still, but I do think that what I have figured out has been effective so far, and I just keep trying to double down on it. You know, I always preach to the team that all the fame and the money and all that stuff is going to come. But the most important thing that we always need to remember is our fans, and we call our fans bandits. And we need to make sure that we keep nurturing that and keep doing what we can to reach those people, the ones we have now and the new potential bandits that'll be in this family. And I just keep trying to find ways to reach those people. And then when I see something that works, I double down on it. And that's what I've just been doing with this whole process. It's like, all right, this works. Let's just keep these going. When I created the POG, everybody thought I was crazy. The first generation bandit like marketing thing that we had, I made it with just my logo. And on the backside, it was just the QR code. There was no words at all. Like, you had no idea what it was. And there's like 20,000 of those circulating. And we'll talk about those one day, I think. But what I noticed was, as cool as I thought it was, how it was so mysterious, you had no idea what it was. In today's world, it was also scaring people away because there was no words. So they just had no idea what it was. So some people that are complete strangers to me and my brand, they would be scared to scan it, thinking it's some type
of... what's this going to do to my
equipment? Like, is it about to take all my phone info or something? Is this kind of phishing scam? So our new second generation one now is a same logo on the front, but on the backside now, we changed the QR code up a little bit. We made it a square, and we just put Louis Lee Country Hop and Roll. So at least you have a little bit more of a chance getting someone to scan it now and not be so afraid of it, you know? They could always Google Louis Lee before they scan it if they had to, you know?
There you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about Country Hop and Roll. That's the first song that we've got queued up, but you refer to your genre as Country Hop and Roll, and I think nothing could encapsulate better what it is you do than that phrase.
Yeah, I my grandfather always wanted me to, probably jump ahead on some of our interview, but my grandfather always wanted me to be a country singer. And I've always loved country music growing up, but I just never thought it was as authentic for me to go to just be and try and be like Garth Brooks or George Strait or anything like that, because that's just not me. And it's just not where, you know, growing up in Metro Detroit, it's just not my sound, you know?
Sure.
And when I created the country hop and roll term, it was really for my song 230 that came out back in 2021. Which at that time I wasn't even doing Louis Lee. I didn't even go by Louis Lee. I created an EP that was called Louis Lee. I was still just my regular name, Louis Hensley. My name's Louis Lee Hensley. And when I put that in the song, you know, country hop and roll going round for round, when I was writing it, I was like, this really encapsulates who I am as a country artist and country singer, because I like pop music. I like R&B hip hop music. I like rock and roll and techno and EDM and country. So I was like, you know, at least this way I can be authentic with, I still say I'm country music, you know, because I think country music has come a long way, you know, and they're now finally, I think the doors are opening where people understand, like, look, just like rock and roll music, there is a million subgenres in rock and roll, you know, and now country music finally has a door open. And it's like, look, country music does not just sound like Merle Haggard. That's not it. I mean, country music is all about authenticity, you know, and storytelling. And I'm a storyteller and I'm very authentic with everything I do. So I'm country music. But I like the fact that I have country hop and roll is something I can explain in a little more. It's like, look, yeah, I'm country music, but I'm not your dad's George Strait music or your mom's Reba McEntire country music. You know, I'm my own little amalgamation of all of it being from Detroit. This is Louis Lee country music, you know, and I just like to call it country hop and roll.
I think one of the unique things about your sound is it is that country hop and roll, and it got a little bit of something that everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
Everybody can enjoy. I know me personally listening to you for the first time, really hearing everything that you're doing. I could listen to this every day.
Yeah. I feel that we're doing a good job with really building a big tent. Like everybody always says, like, you know, or this is a big tent, it's a big tent, everyone's invited. But I feel like what I'm truly creating is something that is for all walks of life and all ages and all races. Like there's a little bit of something for everybody, you know, and everybody's invited, you know.
It really is. That's the beauty of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've got this one queued up right now. How about we give a listen to Country Hop and Roll?
Let's do it. Feels good.
Country road, pedal to the flow, babe, do-si-do. Rock, ride, coming alive.
Let's go.
Bass, that's right.
I saw her swarming on her hips, where she stood. In her sunburst dress, yeah, it swayed so good. Like a shot of whiskey, time and time and again. Yeah, she's my favorite chaser, we don't need to pretend. Down by the water, cooling off on a Sunday fun day. Sheesh, we forgot about Monday. If this is it, then I'm good with it. Cause honey, are you home? Me, I'm living free when we up, dip, country road. Pedal to the flow, babe, do-si-do. Rough ride, coming alive. Bass, bang.
that's right. I took the left cause it felt right. I listened in on the inside. Down the road on a slow tide. Going where I wanna go on the country hop and roll. Laid back in the back seat. Yeah. Country hop and roll in her heartbeat. The world's spinning fast. She don't chase the past. So honey, won't you hold me? I'm living free when we hop, dip. Country roll.
Left because it felt right. That is one of my new favorite lines.
That's right.
I love that.
That's country right. That makes me instantly want to be on the Rifle River in a kayak.
Oh, there you go. There yeah. you go. I like that a lot. And I got to tell you, so folks, you know, we tape these programs, we do these shows, and Louie Lee and I can see each other right now. We got video capability that we don't have with the podcast as yet. This dude's rocking it. Back there listening to the music. I love that, man. It's that's what makes it fun. That's the music really does move people. And that's what you do.
That's my ultimate goal, man, is to make people feel something. I always preach this to everybody that I meet, and I'm going to preach it to you now. I am a little beacon of light in this blanket of darkness that we call the world. And I'm just trying to make that little light that I have bigger and bigger by inviting everybody in and giving you something to take you away from your day-to-day problems, the stress of everything. You only have so much time in the day to even consume things that make you feel good. And I just want to be one of those people that you can fit into your day. That's it. You know?
Well, I'll tell you something. You did that Thursday night at Faster Horses.
I appreciate that.
That got our whole festival off on the right foot. And when talk about being that beacon of light and you talk about brightening things up for the people that were there, I'm an old man and I've seen a lot of live shows and I have never ever been moved like I was that night. That was so much fun. And dude, you flat out do it.
I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, man, I'm trying to, one of the things I think I'll be most proud of at the end of my life, my legacy, will be the amount of friendships and relationships that were made that like I got to be a part of, but then they culminated and become more outside of me, but I just got to be a part of that for people's lives. And I see it now. Like I see so many people on social media that are friends because they've been to a Louie Lee show and now they're friends. Like, you know, like I was just a little piece in their lives that brought them to each other. And now they're just living their own lives and have new friends out of it. I'm like, God, that is like, that's the best feeling ever. Like, I don't, you know, think I can really do much better than that, than to bring people together and they have new relationships in their lives to create new memories from. I mean, that's
well, and you've done that in a couple of different ways too. I know just, and this, the taping of this show will actually appear towards the middle of August, but just a week or so ago from when we're actually taping this, you invited your fans to come out and be a part of a music video.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. I've seen all the stuff that you did on social media with that. It looks like that was an absolute blast. How'd that go?
It was a blast. I mean, I don't know the total head count, but there might have been 100 people that showed up to this video. And I was super humbled by that because it was very last minute. It was like, hey, we're throwing a music video. Here's a chance to come be in one of our videos. And for anybody out there that is listening, if you haven't seen one of our videos, we take them very serious. We drop a new music video the first of every month. You can count on it. It's trusted. The first of every month, we drop a new single with an official music video. And these are top-end, top-tier music videos. We don't take no shortcuts with them. My team's very dedicated to give the best product we can. So this video is not going to disappoint anyone. We got the mud bogging. We have a cyber truck doing donuts. It's absurd. It's like a...
That, I think, was one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah,
that
it's just a really good time. It reminds me a lot of my childhood and growing up with all my rowdy-ass hillbilly uncles and just getting wild. And that's kind of what it felt like. It was organic. There was little kids there. There was grandparents there. And it was genuine. And the song that's coming out for it is called Life I Lead. And it wasn't even in the, like, the... It wasn't even in the release schedule for this year, to be honest. We rushed this song to get done the past month, basically because with everything going on in the world, I'd never get political. People know that I'm never going to be one that's going to be talking about politics in my music. I'm never going to tell people what they should do with their politics. I keep that stuff to myself. And, you know, I was raised in the bars, and, you know, my aunt always yelled at anybody that talked about politics at the bar. And, you know, I don't talk about that stuff. It's not my place to tell you who you should vote for or anything. And so the song for me, it was just like, you know, I'm just really blessed to be living the life I lead. That's it. You know, this life that I'm leading, I'm doing as best as I can, and I'm just blessed to be living it. So this song got done about a month ago. That's how fast it all came together. I knew it had to just be released to the world. I started playing it on TikTok Live, and the fans really liked it. I was like, you know what? Forget it. It's not supposed to be coming out right now. We have another song coming out August 1st. Scratch that. Sorry, team. You're going to be mad at me. This is the first, like, wrench I'm throwing in our whole release schedule. But with the way the world is and everything going on, we need this. We need something that it slams. It makes you want to dance. It makes you want to headbang. And when you're saying the lyrics, I feel like you will truly be manifesting something for yourself. And I keep saying in the lyrics, I'm blessed to be living this life I lead. So when people are singing it with me, I'm blessed to be living this life I lead, they're going to be singing it to themselves. And I just hope it reaffirms in their mind, like, look, if you are able to listen to this song in a car, on your cell phone, on a laptop, you need to consider yourself blessed. And there's a lot of people that do not have that luxury. So I'm just trying to remind people, like, look, in spite of everything that's about to come your way, everything you're going to see on television, everything you're going to see across social media, don't forget, you are really blessed to be here right now.
You have an amazing message, an absolutely amazing message. How does the creative process work with you? You know, you talked about this, you kind of rushed this song through because you felt it important that that message get out now. What is your creative process? Is it different with every song? And do you follow the same sort of pattern? Where does it come from?
I like to think that I do have some patterns because I'm very efficient. So I'm a music engineer and producer, and, you know, I produce for other artists as well around Michigan. And I do have processes that I think are
country hopping, rolling her heartbeat, the world's spinning fast, she don't chase the past, so honey won't you hold me, I'm living for you, when we dip, country rolling, pedal to the flow, go see go, coming alive, bass, work, bass, that's right,
time to finish while I'm stuck.
And I was like, he's like, bro, he's like, are you shitting me right now? And I was like, no, I'm shitting. I'll be right back. And I was like, he's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, I don't know what I'm saying, but he's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know, man. I was like, I'm just inspired right now. He's like, you're like dying right now. I was like, I know, but I feel like this is a country song that needs to be sung tomorrow here at this convention.
You know? There you go.
So like my wife, you know, God bless her heart, because she's patient with me and I'm just always creative. I'm kind of always on, and it's like exhausting sometimes.
Well, you've got, and the next one that we've got queued up pretty much pulls that all in. Jukebox is my name.
That's my favorite one, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I'm very excited to say that it's been added to 5 different radio stations now across the country. We're finally, we have a song that's, you know, out there at country radio and starting to find its way.
Oh, I love it.
That's exciting. That's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Let's give this one a listen.
Sounds Jukebox. Good.
I've been in this corner since 78 on US 6, 3,000 miles of nowhere.
I've been in this corner since 78.
You walk in with amazing grace. I'm playing George Strait Amarillo by morning. Seeing things change, but everything's the same, just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from bell-bottom jeans to denim jean jackets, honky tonks and big rock ballads. Staying alive, another 9 to 5, and Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day. And Jukebox is my name. Yep. Never unplugged, it's 88. On US 6, still 3,000 miles of nowhere. Nowhere. Purple rain, wanting to play your Eye of the Tiger or anything Survivor. Yeah, I'm seeing things change, but everything's the same, just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from rolled up jeans, members only jackets, Whitney songs and old school classics. Don't close your eyes, sweet child of mine, I'm here for you tonight. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day. And Jukebox is my name. Yep. Helping things change, and nothing is the same, just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from the thunder rolling, stone still going, this bar ain't nowhere to close. And saying aloud, another 9 to 5, cause Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack. Yeah.
Jukebox is my name.
Louie Lee and Jukebox is my name. That is a beautiful song.
Oh, I absolutely
love it. I'll tell you what. You know, you talked about your videos. That is a really cool video that you got.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun shooting that video. We shot it actually at one of the bars I grew up in. My aunt Ruth, who's been a bartender, lifelong bartender, I asked her, I was like, hey, I need a bar to shoot this video, and I would love to bring this to Taylor, Michigan, and shoot the video there. And she was like, say less, what day you want to do it? And we got a bunch of extras to show up for that shoot. And, you know, it's funny, like when I was talking with Mike Young, who helped direct the video, we were like, well, we need, the song's called Jukebox My Name, so we need like a point of view from a jukebox. So I was like, how are we going to fucking pull this off? And he's like, I got an idea. And so we bought a thing of plexiglass, and then we put two lights on each end. And then we stood the plexiglass up with the lights, right? And then we had the camera shooting through the plexiglass. So now it just looks like we're looking through a jukebox, basically glass. And then so anybody that came up to it looked like they were just going up to a jukebox. So I was like, it was so simple, but at first you're like, what are we going to do, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was very effective. And you know that when you're watching the video, you know, okay, I'm the jukebox.
Yeah, I'm the jukebox. So and we always try to put little Easter eggs in the video, like little details for people to follow and find later on, because you hope that they watch it a bunch of times. At no point does anybody look at me performing when I'm in the video. Like, so it's like, is he really there? It's like, no, he's just the voice of the jukebox. But like, everybody's walking around me. No one ever, we've told all the actors, we're like, do not look at Louis at all. Like, nothing. Like, it's like he doesn't exist. So they're always just walking around me, and I'm just the voice in the room. That's it.
I'm going to rewatch that.
I have this vision in my mind going, okay, I need to find out.
So now is my time to have the bone to pick with you.
Yes, sir. I like your shirt, See Willie.
That's part of where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Quarter Peep was all over your site taking a look at the merch. And you have now become the merch king, and I have a feeling my credit card is going to be on fire here shortly.
There's a lot of new merch coming too, which is like incredible.
Those who are listening, they know I'm a merch girl, so like I'll mention, hey guys, check this out. You know, I like this necklace or shirt. You have a pair of high top shoes, and it's funny because you mentioned the word bandit earlier in the show, and that's what you call the shoes, and they're black and white. And for those that need to go on the website or do follow, you know what I'm talking about. It has your logo on it, and they're so cool that when I seen them, I was like, "See Willie?"
I mean, I have a song called "Bandit," and we call the fans bandits, and I'm just King Bandit out here. And people are like, you know, bandit, isn't that like negative? I was like, well, see, that's just it, like. It is negative portrayed in Hollywood, but I'm not negative. So I'm trying to change the narrative and trying to show people that what you might think is bad isn't always bad and actually can be good.
Exactly. You know? You're that light.
Did the best shoes ever. So just so you know.
Quarter Peep, send me a video of you wearing them. I want to see it.
I will do it.
That's just going on TikTok for sure.
Oh, you got it. I'll put my line dancing skills to the test with that, too.
You know, we have a line dance for my song, On the Floor. I'll teach it to you.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah. All right. It's on.
Yep.
Hey, you have a knack, and we talked a little bit about marketing at the front end of this, but you've got a knack for the use of social media, and you've got a knack for getting your word out. When did that kind of the light bulb go off and you say, hey, this is what I've got to do?
Yeah, because I've been doing this for a long time, you know, I've thrown so much at that dartboard to try and hit a bullseye. And I still feel like I'm still throwing them. You know, I haven't hit it, but I feel like I'm getting closer. You know, I think I've turned the light on. You know, I like the analogy of, like, you know, a lot of times in music and for artists out there, we're constantly, you know, throwing darts, which would be like your song, right? Like, here's a song, you know, luckily for me, I have like 50 darts, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm always telling artists, like, look, you need to make songs. Like, the songs nowadays, because music is so easily consumed, it's almost as if music is free nowadays in a way.
Yeah.
So instead of looking at, you know, that one song being your one be all thing, it's like, look, sometimes the song is really a business card to your potential buyer. You know, it's like, and I don't think of my fans as buyers, but it's like, if we were just being just straight business, it's like, here's a business card and I'm just putting it out there. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make this business card look as good as possible. Or in the dartboard scenario, it's like, I'm just trying to get the light on so I can start seeing the dartboard. And here I go. Now I have some darts to throw at it. And, you know, for a long time, I was just throwing at a dartboard in the dark, you know, and now I'm finally getting it where it's like, all right, there's a little dim light kicking on. It's like, oh, sweet. I can start to see it now a little bit. And one of these darts is going to smash into that bullseye. And
oh, there's no question.
Yeah. And I think it's just going to spiral from there and it'll skyrocket. And, but, you know, for me, the trial and error taught me a lot. And now I think what I most preach to anybody on all businesses or anything, from what I want to see and what I think people want to see, try not to be self-serving with the content. Even though I want people to listen to my music and I want them to,
yeah, I've been in this corner since 78 on US 6, 3,000 miles and nowhere.
I don't want it to just be like I, me, my. So I'm
you walk in with amazing grace. I'm playing George Strait Amarillo by morning.
You can make it inclusive and use words like us, we, them. You.
Seeing things change, but everything's the same.
You know,
just
like
different clothes and music.
You know, like
I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From bell-bottom jeans to denim jean jackets, honky tonks and big rock ballads. And another 9 to 5. And Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life. Day to day,
and
Jukebox is my name.
Everything brings all life, right? So, like with the content side, I'm always telling them, like, look, guys, no. You know, like if you start the sentence off like I love you guys so much. It's like, yeah, I know that, but it's true.
Never unplugged. It's 88 on US 6, still 3,000 miles and nowhere.
And even when I started,
nowhere
really. Making sure that all my videos.
You storm in like purple rain. Wanted to play your Eye of the Tiger.
You know,
or anything survivor.
Boom, another shot of me singing.
Yeah.
Boom, me playing my guitar.
I'm seeing things change. Everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From rolled up jeans, members only jackets, Whitney songs and old school classics. Don't close your eyes, sweet child of mine. I'm here for you tonight. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life.
That's what I
and Jukebox is my name.
Selling. If we're selling,
yep.
We want people to buy. We want them to buy the experience, the feeling, not just looking at Louis Leo. They're the experience of being in the room with, you know, Joe.
Helping things change. And nothing
Nico.
Is the same.
You know,
just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in.
Louis Leo.
From the thunder rolling stones still going. This bar ain't nowhere to close and stand out. Another 9 to 5, cause Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life. Baby,
thank you.
And Jukebox is my name.
You know, artists need people like you that are advocating for them and, you know, getting their messages out and letting their voice be heard. So thank you.
That's our hope.
Yeah, we out here.
The last one we've got queued up is Borrowed Time. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, so Borrowed Time was one of last year. It came out last year. Very, very tough and personal song for me. June 6th, this song came out. 2023, it was the same day. The song came out at midnight, and my wife and I, by 4 p.m., we're taking our senior dog of 15 years to be put down.
Oh.
And it was one of the hardest days of my life. it's still hard for me to kind of talk about, to be honest. But
yeah,
my dog Layla. So it's weird how manifestation happens. It's weird how, you know, the universe works and things like happen. I believe it happened for a reason. You know, we had already knew we were going to be saying bye to her that week, but it just happened to be that day. I was like, no, we can't wait. It has to happen. I was like, wow. And before I had wrote that song, I was still already in the mindset of like, I'm going to lose my dog, you know, in these next 6 months, probably. You know, I had lost 4 grandparents in 6 months. You know, I've said goodbye to, you know, some people have like no casualties of COVID. I am not privy to that. I have in the 20 somethings of people I've lost 2 years. And it was very, very hard to, you know, cope with all that. So that's why Louis Lee was created, guys. Like when I finally created music that was just therapeutic and as an outlet for myself, that's when I finally made my best music. Truly. People always say that, like, you know, you got to find your niche or your lane. And I was like, I never was able to find it because I was always trying to find it. And then once I just let go and I didn't make this music for anybody, I didn't write none of these songs. And I still don't write these songs for you guys. You know, I love mm-hmm. you guys, but I write them for me because if I let it out of my soul and it's just real, I think that's what you actually want anyways. And you can relate to it because you're going through shit too. So I put Borrow Time together because person on my team at the time was like, you need a song that kind of hits like this. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to do that. But I needed to still feel like Louis Lee. So I made sure the verses, I had a little bit of rap. I brought my boy Chuck in, who's one of my co-writers on a lot of like my songs that I rap on. And I was like, look, I want it to be positive. I want it to be uplifting, but I want it to have a little badassness, you know? And I remember when I wrote the lyric, I don't drink liquor on the weekdays, but when Friday hits at 5 p.m., I'm sipping Coke and bourbon. It's the weekend, there amen. Because I there am that go. Guy, and everybody that knows me, they're like, yeah, Louis's not one to really be partying during the week. You know, I might smoke a joint here and there, obviously, but, you know, if I do ever partake in, like, you know, drinking, it's usually on the weekend. I'm a weekend warrior, you know, there probably you like go. A lot of people out there. And I was like, we all live on borrowed time, so we're just going to make the most of it. And I was like, oh, man, that's a song, right? I was like, all right, cool. And then I was like, let's run it. And I put it together. I made that beat and production so fast. And then I brought Chuck in the studio. We started going through back and forth. And that song was probably done within a week. It was just there. It existed. And then I even knew for that music video specifically, I was like, we have to go to the trailer park that I grew up in, that I spent 16 years of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent 16 years of my life in that trailer park. And that's where, you know, I was made. You know, like mm-hmm. that's my personality, my outgoingness came alive. You know, my positive energy is definitely a big factor in my mother, who worked 3 jobs, you know, and then my stepfather, who's like my real father to me as well, was a big factor in me playing music. And, you know, they raised me in that trailer park, you know, my little brother and I. And we even had two other kids that lived with us that were my cousins that moved in at high school, because my parents were just those kind of people, you know, they were always looking out. And so I learned these things and I was like, we need to take this video strictly to my trailer park. And in that video, I give you 3 personalities and it just keeps going back and forth. There's Lewis Hensley, the kid with his hoodie up and he's just getting into trouble probably in the trailer park. There's Louis Lee with just the, you know, the hat and the cutoff shirt and the gold chain. And then there's Bandit with the leather jacket, bandana, and that's like, that's my superpower right there. It's like, let me let that shit out, you know.
There you go.
You know,
it's a great video, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Well, yeah, that was the porch. That was the porch I spent many a times on, you know, being in trouble when I was selling an ounce of weed and I should have been, you know.
Well, wait, because the video does start with you with the hoodie on, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it keeps bouncing back and forth all through 3 personalities. Yeah.
Let's give this one a listen. This is Borrowed Time.
Through the travels with my new kicks. Hustle till we win, that's the movement. No alarm clock, that's useless. The bottom ain't nothing I've been there before. Yeah. Cleaning the dishes and mopping the floors. Uh-huh. Struggle with bills, evictions on doors. Yeah. But once was elusive, I settled the score. Hey. Save it. I don't drink liquor on the weekdays, but when Friday hits at 5 p.m., I'm sipping coke and bourbon. It's the weekend, amen. Turn it up for the moment I came here to shine. Living like it's our last goodbye, cause we all live on borrowed time. Yeah, yeah, time. Living on borrowed. Where do we go from here? Here. Hey. With no fears, fears. None. Work hard until it appears, pierce. Dust off your shoulders, they clear, dust clear. When patience ain't given, can't give in submission. When you on a mission, the clock keeps on ticking. Keep racing and running, remember the Titans. This game is a marathon, we must continue.
Let's go.
Save it, say less. Head up, no stress. No stress. Yeah, time comes and it goes. Hey, I don't drink liquor on the weekdays, but when Friday hits at 5 p.m., I'm sipping cold. Get all your problems, throw them all away. Tomorrow's not promised, so we live today. Forget all your problems. When Friday hits at 5 p.m., I'm sipping coke and bourbon. It's the weekend, amen. Turning up for the moment, I can hear the shot. Living like it's our last goodbye. Cause we all live on borrowed time. Yeah. Time. Living on borrowed time. Yeah, time.
All right.
Yeah.
Louis Lee, Borrowed Time. You know, we're going to have to get together and compare a couple of bourbon stories at some point.
I love that. Oh, I'm all about it.
Hey, man, I love your music. We
Thanks, brother.
Love your music.
Appreciate it's, you guys.
It's amazing. We love the story you tell. We love the light that you're bringing into a lot of people's lives.
It's, I appreciate that, guys, for real. That's what it's all
Thank
about.
Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Oh, man, thank you guys, for real. I think what you guys are doing is wonderful. Like I said, giving out outlets for artists is something we need more of, and you guys are doing that, and we appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you. And Quarter Pete, who you got coming up next week?
Oh, yes, next week we have a Julie Rose.
All right.
Oh, Julia Rose.
Yes.
She's incredible. She is a friend. She's so insanely talented. It's unreal.
Well, we're looking forward to that one, too.
Awesome.
It gets better and better.
It does.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I think that's a wrap for tonight's show. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Somebody's signaling me here.
How do fans
find... Oh, yes. My bad.
Of course. Yes.
Where all of you out there.
Yes. Make sure you guys look me up at thelouisleeshow.com, thelouisleeshow.live, or The Louis Lee Show on YouTube, The Louis Lee Show on TikTok, The Louis Lee Show on Instagram. You're basically just looking for The Louis Lee Show across the internet.
We can find it.
Yes,
and
you can.
And I highly, highly, highly encourage anybody that gets a chance, when you see one of those shows that are out there, get them.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have.
The live show, you know, we didn't get into my live background, but I'm very grateful for my live background that led me to this point where I feel so confident that I can perform these songs in the manner to really deliver the message and bring fans into it, you know?
He flat out brings it, folks. He flat out brings it with the show. Yep. It's so much fun. All right, now we did it. Thanks again to our special guest tonight, Louie Lee. Thanks again for joining us, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, C. Willie. Thank you, Quarter Pete.
For everybody that's out there listening in podcast land, don't forget to give us a follow. We would really appreciate you doing that on Spotify or any of the other platforms out there. We're on them all now. And if you'd like, want to follow us, figure out where we're going to be, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. And of course, if you know somebody that you want us to have on the show, you want us to give us a little input, let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is where you can find us. We always love to get notes from our folks. Louie Lee, thank you again, sir. Appreciate it very much. Hey, everybody. Be good.
With my new kicks, hustle till we win, that's the movement. No alarm clock, that's useless. The bottom ain't nothing, I've been there before. Yeah. Cleaning the dishes and mopping the floors. Uh-huh. Struggle with bills, evictions on doors. Yeah. But once was elusive, I settled the score. Hey. Save it.
my life with no fears, fears. None. Work hard until it appears, appears. Dust off your shoulders, they clear, dust clear. With patience and giving, can't give in submission. When you on a mission, the clock keeps on ticking. Keep racing and running, remember the Titans. This game is a marathon, we must continue.
Let's go.
Save it, say less, head up, no stress.
No stress.
Yeah, time comes and it goes.
Hey,
yeah. I don't drink liquor on the weekday, but when Friday hits at 5 p.m., I'm sipping coke and bourbon. It's the weekend, amen. Turning up for the moment, I came here to shine. Living like it's our last goodbye, cause we all live on borrowed time. Yeah. Time. Living on borrowed time. Giving time. Living on borrowed.
Tomorrow's not promised, so we live today. Forget all your problems, throw them all away. Tomorrow's not promised, so we live today. Forget all your problems, throw them all away. When Friday hits at 5 p.m., I'm sipping coke and bourbon. It's the weekend, amen.